The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Pierce Butler.
On Friday night, David said that if we call out to Avalokiteshvara, the response is instantaneous. And might have been because I was trying to settle in to Sesshin, but I didn't bring to this my habitual skepticism. Instead, I asked the question of myself, What is the meaning of this, or what is the truth of this statement? So what is this call in call and response? I don't think it's a kind of petitionary prayer, although if that's what happens to arise, if you are calling out to be relieved of the pain in your knees, then that's okay. And maybe even if you are expecting to receive a particular kind of help, that's okay too. You might not get it. But I'm thinking of this call as more like a turning toward whatever is arising, a becoming one with, a giving expression to, that it is really like the Dharma expressing itself in this particular location of time and space that is Pierce. It is the expression of my humanity, if I make the contact with it. So what is the response then? And why is it, or how is it, instantaneous? I think that if I really turn toward what is arising, if I become one with it, then the response is just simply my life. It is, I come into possession of whatever happens to be arising, self-receiving, as Dogen calls it. And so the encouragement here is to call out to the universe from the pain in your knees, to call out from your black mood, to call out from your joyfulness arising for no reason. Because in that situation, there is no separation. There is no separation between call and response. There is no separation from what is arising, even though, or rather, there is no separation and I'm not stuck to inside, outside, or in between. It's appropriate, of course, to call out to Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, or Kuan Yin, she who hears the cries of the world. And in calling out to the Bodhisattva of compassion, I'm not looking for a special state. I'm not looking for a sort of absolution or resolution. But I have the opportunity through the practice of compassion to come into a different relation to what I do not like. In fact, relation is the wrong word, but simply to see what is arising in me, and whether I like it or not, simply to allow it, to let it be, to do nothing in regard to it. So again, the encouragement is when I see something like my self-criticism, like my unwillingness to suffer, like my desire to make things different, improve myself, to simply sit with it and allow it. Do nothing about it. Do not push anything anywhere. This is the mercy of Zen. It doesn't require us to be more or less than human. Thank you.